this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room, and in this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In the waters of baptism, Carol died with Christ and rose with him to new life. May she now share with him in eternal glory. In baptism, Carol received the sign of the cross. May she now share in Christ's victory over sin and death.
Still we celebrate for you.
Let us pray. O God, whose nature is always to forgive and to show mercy, we humbly implore you for your servant Carol, whom you have called to journey to you. And since she hoped and believed in you, grant that she may be led to our true homeland to delight in its everlasting joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading from Sacred Scripture.
Reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for everything under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot the plant. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek and a time to loose. A time to keep and a time to cut away. A time to read and a time to sow. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. And a time of war and a time of peace. What advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered the task that God has appointed for the sons of men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time. Has put the timeless into their hearts without man's ever discovering from the beginning to end the works which God has done. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is kind. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
To the whole Cashman family, on behalf of Bishop Kagan, the rector, Monsignor Schumacher, Father Waltz, who are in the sanctuary with me, and on behalf of myself, I want to wish all of you my sincerest condolences, especially you, Dan, at the loss of your wife. 52, nearly 53 years of marriage. Well done, Dan. Well done. Thank you for loving your wife. Thank you for loving your wife and your family. To Carol's children, grandchildren, all of the relatives, I want you to remember something about your grief. I want you to remember that in the midst of your grief, in the midst of your sorrow, please never forget that the intensity of it is a reflection, right? It's a measure of how much you love her. The heavier the sorrow is, the greater the sadness, the more tremendous the love. Never forget that. Welcome as well to everyone else who's here, family, friends, people from the neighborhood, the community. Welcome to the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, and thank you for supporting Carol's family and for coming here to pray with us and to pray for her. Everyone, this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like when a person lives their life faithful to Jesus and to his church. This is what Jesus gives us. He gives us a family. He gives us friends and a community that support us, that pray for us, that help us in the midst of our loss and our struggles. Back in February, I got to visit Carol. I got to visit her shortly before she left for Denver to find out what was going on inside of her. And Carol and I got to have a wonderful conversation. She told me about her upbringing. She told me where she was from. She told me about New York. I told her I was going there in September, as a matter of fact, with a whole bunch of priests to Long Island. It was really wonderful to get to know your wife and your mom a little better. She told me, and she made it clear how much she loved her family. It was everything to her. It painted her entire life, the entire landscape of her life. But she also told me how much she loved teaching at BSC, speech and communication courses. She loved teaching those students, and she made it clear to me that it wasn't just about giving good speeches. It was about giving good speeches and living a good life. And that's what she tried to give to her students. You know, it almost seems like God had this all planned, right? It's almost providential, it seems. Almost like Carol knew that I would be the one standing here today giving this homily for her on her funeral. And in her lighthearted, joking way, she said, "Father Stephen, I taught speech and communication for many years. I can be a great critic of homilies." I said, "Good to know. Good to know, Carol." And so, Carol, I am going to stick to the basics today. I'm not going to try to do anything flashy. I'm going to stick to the basics. I'm going to give all of you a very straightforward 3-point homily on Jesus, Carol's Savior. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters most, is Jesus and what he's done for her and what he wants to do for each and every one of us. We heard in the gospel, Jesus, right from his own lips, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so my first point is, Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. And as a matter of fact, if Jesus is not the way for us, then he somehow gets in the way. Either he's the way or he's in the way. And you know what? Carol showed us, all of us who are privileged enough to know her, that she knew this reality. She knew that Jesus was the only way. That following Jesus and staying faithful to his church was the only way to live. And she showed it to us most profoundly in her final days. She made it clear that Jesus was the only way to heaven. And thanks be to God, he wants to give it to us. All she had to do was open her heart to receive it. Jesus is the way. Secondly, he says he's the truth. What does that mean? Well, the truth is, everyone, that Carol is and will always be God's beloved daughter. He claimed her at baptism. And trust me, God loves his children a whole lot more than we do. What does it mean? It means for Carol that she had this tremendous gift. She had this tremendous privilege, at the same time, a tremendous responsibility to live as a beloved daughter of God. She had the freedom to do that. And all of you, all of us, are witnesses to her living that. We saw it. At the very same time, we know from human experience that Carol failed to live as a beloved daughter every day, just as you and I fail. And so, any way that Carol failed in living out her beloved daughterhood, if there's any remnant still hanging on in your heart, please forgive her. Please forgive her, because she asked God to be forgiven, and he surely forgave her. Third and finally, Jesus said, "I am the life. I am the life." You know, Carol lived life very differently. She lived life differently because she knew who Jesus was, and she knew what it meant to follow him. And you know what? As a result of that, because she lived life differently, she died differently. She didn't die with fear or anxiety or burdens. She was freed of those things because she knew that Jesus was the source of her life on this world, and he's the source of her life in the next. What a gift it is that Carol was able to receive all of the sacraments from the hands of Jesus himself through his priests, these life-saving gifts of grace that were able to prepare Carol for what she knew she was always created for, a life even fuller, a life even greater than this one. And so, as we gather here today, as we pray for the repose of the soul of Carol Cashman, as we remember all of the wonderful things she did in our lives, all the ways that she encouraged us and built us up and brought us joy, I would simply direct this question back at you. Is Jesus the way, the truth, and the life for you? Because you can have those promises. You can receive his gifts today. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon her. May her soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Let us stand as we offer our prayers to our loving and merciful Father. God the Almighty Father raised Christ, his Son, from the dead. With confidence, we ask him to save all his people, living and dead.
For Carol, whom in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that she may now be admitted to the company of saints, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sister who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that she may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the family and friends of Carol need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that comes with grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for all our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God, our shelter and our strength, you listen in love to the cry of your people. Hear the prayers we offer for our departed brothers and sisters. Cleanse them of their sins and grant them the fullness of redemption. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the preparation of the altar. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we humbly present to you these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Carol, we beseech your mercy that she who did not doubt your Son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him, the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of dying might be consoled by the promise of immortality to come. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come,
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy, remember your servant Carol, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that she, who was united with your Son in a death like his, may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, whose Son left us in the sacrament of his body food for the journey, mercifully grant that, strengthened by it, our sister Carol may come to the eternal table of Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Carol, and now we come to the last farewell. There is sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we shall see Carol again and enjoy her friendship. Although this congregation will disperse in sorrow, the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of his kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ.
Come meet her angels.
Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our sister Carol in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, she will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Carol in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our sister forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the sure hope of the resurrection, we take leave of our sister. Let us go in peace.
Kingdom shall